wondering if you would talk a little bit about the challenge for the offensive line on the left-right deal with a quarterback. If you change from a righty to a lefty, what challenges does that present?
You know, I haven't done it very much in the my career. I don't think it's that big a deal. You know, he's getting back there, and we got to give him time to throw, and we just do our protections. We don't really worry about what hand he's tossing it with.
Now, there's a lot of emphasis, as you know, placed on the backside protection normally.
Well, I think, you know, I don't put a whole lot into that. Again, I haven't had very many left-handed quarterbacks. I just think, you know, some guys are better in a left-handed stance, and some guys are better in a right-handed stance, and that's kind of how we pick them.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then the rushers on the, when you're looking at it, the defense when we're on the offense is left, or, you know, they set them up that way too. So I think that's more of the emphasis that we put on, not so much which hand the quarterback's throwing it with.
Have you had any left-handed quarterbacks in your time here?
You know, we've had mostly backups, nobody that started.
Even a game?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
I don't think. I mean, if there is one, you know, it'd be embarrassing if the guy came out and said, "You can't remember me." I can't. Right now, I can't off the get-go.
How has Tyler done so far?
Tyler's done, you know, a fine job. He works really hard, just like the rest of them. He's fit in. And, you know, it helps to have a guy around for a while. Because he hears the same thing as everybody else does every day, and he practices hard and he prepares. And, you know, Tyler, it means a lot to Tyler. He's very, very accountable, and he takes it to heart. You know, what you tell him, he's a coachable kid.
So would you say that you're playing at roughly the same level on the right side?
You know, we're trying to do the same things that we do, whoever's in the game. You know, I don't really sit there and evaluate. Now we're just trying to win games, get first downs, you know, keep the offense and long drives, and, you know, Tyler's doing everything we're asking him to do.
Gotcha. I'm sure you know the Chargers have got, I don't know, something like 17 sacks in the last four or something, and Phillips and Merriman have about half of them. What particular challenges do they present to you, and what adjustments, if any, do you have to make for that?
Well, you know, they're the same guys that we've faced earlier in the year. I don't know why they have more sacks or later sacks, or I couldn't tell you that. They're both a very talented team, you know, pair, you know, flip sides, and it's always a challenge to prepare against these guys. It's better that we're home for crowd noise. That's about all I can tell you on that, but it's going to be a challenge for us, but, you know, that's what we're asked to do.